Hello and welcome back. My name is Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Thanks for giving us a listen, either on the air or as a podcast. And if you dig it, please tell a friend. It's a big week for cybersecurity discussions. The RSA conference is in San Francisco. That's where dozens of cybersecurity types show their tech advancements as well as talk about what's coming, either as threats to the Internet of Things, for example, or societal threats. One cybersecurity expert and longtime Silicon Valley engineer has taken her skills to a different area, one of workplace equality. Laura Mather was cybersecurity, then she got into biases in hiring. Her company is called Unitive.
Something needed to change to help companies figure out how to hire people who were the most qualified instead of who looked the most like everyone else who worked at the company.
Unitive addresses workplace bias and helps hiring managers find talent in whomever it is found. Unitive also has a partnership with a humanitarian group to help refugees adapt and tell their own stories for American workplaces. Here's our chat with the founder of Unitive.
My name is Laura Mather, and I am the founder and CEO of Unitive.
Let's get into Unitive. Give me an elevator pitch, if you will, origin story, wherever you're most comfortable starting.
Unitive came from my experience in being a technologist, working in cybersecurity, founding a cybersecurity company. At each stage of my career, the diversity decreased, and it became very clear that something needed to change to help companies figure out how to hire people who were the most qualified instead of who looked the most like everyone else who worked at the company.
Right, an ongoing problem in Silicon Valley and other industries, but specifically in tech for sure. So how did you come across the best practices? How did you incorporate them, and how did you make them into something that anybody could apply to their own company?
When I decided I wanted to address hiring, I did something very strange for Silicon Valley. I took 2 years and tried to figure out what was already out there. As you know, people in Silicon Valley sometimes think that they're smart and they can do better than anyone else who's ever tried.
Right.
That's not me at all. So I took 2 years and talked to academics. I talked to people who were doing hiring. I talked to executives in the HR space. And it became very clear that academics really understand how to mitigate unconscious bias in hiring, but they aren't paid to go implement their work into software. They're paid to get grants and to publish more papers. And I decided I could take all of that amazing research and put it into software so people don't have to understand the research. They don't have to be trained in psychology. They can just use the software and it will automatically nudge them in the right direction.
Yeah, unconscious bias is an ongoing problem. And sometimes we might generalize the hiring practices of Silicon Valley as being almost discriminatory. And that may be very true in some respects. But the unconscious bias thing is something that you're addressing head on. And I applaud you for your efforts. How has adoption been so far?
Adoption has been great. I mean, we're seeing definitely a trend where 2014 people hired chief diversity officers, which is a great first step. 2015, they did a lot of unconscious bias training. 2016 was the year where they realized, wow, you know, unconscious bias training doesn't actually change behaviors and it doesn't move the numbers, which is exactly what we see with Facebook and Google and everyone else who lauds their training and then doesn't show actual number movement. And so with software, we can get people focused on what's relevant for the job, the skills and the values, and distract them from the things that they tend to jump to right away, which is, does this person look like me, or did they play the same sport I played, or go to the same school I went to?
We're speaking with Laura Mather. She's the CEO of Unitive that tackles unconscious bias in a very scientific and Silicon Valley kind of way. Laura, if I'm looking at a company structure or a company's environment, immediate environment, where's a good inflection point for Unitive? Is it HR for a mature company? Is it a diversity officer like you mentioned? Or is it maybe a consultant who the company might be leaning on at the time? Where can you put your virus in there in a positive way?
Yes. So there's two types of companies that are the best place to put this in. We're working with some companies that are kind of at that inflection point, as you said, where it's just the right amount of, it's just the right time to put process in place. These are companies that are just going public, maybe went public a year or two ago, and they need to operationalize a lot of these best practices. The other place that's been really interesting and has been a surprise for me, maybe it shouldn't have been, are the companies that really need to reinvent themselves. Mm. We're talking to a lot of the incumbents, I call them, who have decided, wow, I'm a hardware company or I'm a general merchandise company and I need to become a digital company. Everyone needs to become a digital company now. They just do. And a lot of these companies don't have the DNA inside that company to transform themselves. And if you can put the right hiring processes in place and look for the right skills and values, you can transform yourself without having to import that DNA to start.
Is Unitive a 501(c)? Is it a for-profit? How does it categorize?
Yeah, we're a C Corp. I looked into doing it as a essentially open source, maybe a nonprofit. And what I found was that large corporations really tend to implement things that are C Corps. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure that it would get implemented. So that was my data point to use to decide which direction we went.
Okay. And I guess a follow-up to that would be, are you finding any traction with corporate social responsibility?
We have not seen as much with corporate social responsibility. I do find when we get pushed that direction, unfortunately, it's more that the company wants to check a box than that they actually want to enact behavior change.
Okay.
But the companies that take it seriously are the ones that say, I need a refresh on the types of people I'm hiring, or I know I'm missing out on a certain talent pool and I need to access that.
One thing I wanted to mention before I let you go, you had a partnership with the International Rescue Committee, I understand, and I wonder if you could explain that relationship and the goals around it.
This was an amazing thing for our company, given that our goal is to help the talent pool that may be overlooked get hired. We became aware of the International Rescue Committee and the work they're doing with refugees that come to the United States, specifically Oakland was where we were working to settle. And oftentimes these people have amazing skills but have a hard time getting hired. We did an event where we brought in a subset of their refugees and helped them with things like interview skills, and we helped them to tweak their resumes in a way to make them more powerful. We printed business cards for all of them to take. Example, there was a gentleman named Hakim. He's from Afghanistan. He helped the U.S. Armed Forces in Afghanistan and came to the U.S. because his life may have been in danger if he had stayed in Afghanistan. An amazing case of someone who made our country stronger. He's in the IT world, and so I was able to forward his resume to a bunch of my colleagues. He didn't have a technology network, so I forwarded his resume to a bunch of people I've worked for, and he's now talking to several companies. So I could help use my network to get these amazing people some work.
Where would you point people who might want to learn more about Unitive and or this International Rescue Committee partnership?
Unitive is unitive.works, or just query Unitive and maybe my name, Laura Mather. And then International Rescue Committee, just Google that. And they have branches actually all over the country and in San Jose and Oakland and lots of places. So I really encourage people to get involved because these are amazing people that can use lots of our support.
Laura, thank you very much for your time this morning and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That was Laura Mather. She's the founder of Unitive, a company that works to alleviate hiring biases. We have a link at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Coming up after the break, we talk with a writer and fact checker at PolitiFact. He's been busier than ever as the tsunami of fake news continues.
We see these stories that kind of prey upon fears, people's fears, things that they think might be happening, or really what we see is confirmation that the world is falling apart.
I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. PolitiFact is next. Come on back.